The Gemara says that you learn a halacha from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu told Esav that I'm going to go together with you until Seir. Never came to Seir. He ended up checking out by Sukkos. And you see from here that this is the way you fear Zechut and Esav. And the reason is because Esav, and really all, said, this is a good trick, it's a good gimmick. Let him think he has more time to kill you. In the meantime, you're going to have an opportunity to exit. You're going to have an opportunity to get out. The Marsha asks a kasha from a medrash that Rashi quotes in Chumash. The medrash is in Parshas Vayishlach. It's Ayin Ches Yud Dalet. Medrash says a Dovah Niflo. Amir Rabavo. Rabavo said, Chazarnu al kol ha-mikra. Said, we went through the entire mikra. V'loi matzanu shaholach Yaakov Avinu etzel Esav lahar Seir miyamav. And you don't find anywhere that Yaakov Avinu ever went to Har Seir. Efshar, is it possible that Yaakov Amiti Hoya Umiramabai? How's it possible that Yaakov Avinu, who's an elch person, he's an honest man, he would have lied and he would have said that Adasha Avay Aladoini Seiro, Srabavo said, Alei Masai Hubai Etzlai, when is it that Yaakov Avinu is going to come to Seir? It's loss of love, it's going to be the end of days. Hadol Dixiv, that's Pshad in the Pasuk that says, Va'olu Maishim Bahar Tzion, Lishpay Des Haresa. Yaakov Avinu said he's going to go to Har Seir. Yaakov Avinu is going to go to Har Seir. You know when he's going to go? He's going to go Lasad Lavoi. When it's going to be Va'olu Moshim Bar Tzion Lishpat Es Haresa. This is a Medrash Rabbah. Freak the Marsha. I don't understand the Medrash. What do you mean? The Gemara already addressed this. And the Gemara said there was a cheshbin with what Yaakov Avinu was doing. He was trying to save his life. He was being Mekayim this Inyan of Yarchav Lo Yasaderech. Zavosok Rabavo Chazarnu Al Kol HaMikrov LeMatzonu Shalach Yaakov Avinu Eitzel Esav Elah. And he's asking it like a gross akasha. How could it be Yaakov Avinu, who's an amiti? He's an erlich person, would have lied. He wasn't lying. He was doing what he needed to do. It's halach and shulchan aruch. Every single yid who's ever asked by a neviv kachavim, where are you going to? You're always supposed to be Yarchav Leir Saderach. So says the Marsha, at first glance, this medrash and our Gemara is not talking to each other. Now he says, you could always say, no, maybe they're not talking to each other. But that's always a last resort option. And if you look in Rashi, Chumash says the Marsha, it's mashma, that Rashi held that they're both true. And if that's the case, it's very tzarech bir. And the Marsha says a beautiful teretz. He says, we know that Yaakov Avinu was the amud of emes. Titein emes liyakov. So says the Marsha that it's true. For a regular person to be Yarchav Loyas Haderech, it's okay. But Yaakov Avinu, said Rabavo, is amiti. Amiti meaning he is the pillar of emes. He's literally the Merkava of Midas HaEmes. We know Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvur, Yaakov is Emes. Now usually this comes up in more Kabbalistic circles or more Chassidish circles. But this is the Marsha in this Gemara. Says the Marsha that because Yaakov Avinu is the Midas HaEmes, so Rabbi Avo held that even though I know Yaakov Avinu had a Cheshbin, and I know why Yaakov Avinu did it, and the Poshet Pshat is he's doing it because he's being Mekayim the sin of Yarchav Leis HaDerech, or be Yaakov Avinu, that's amiti, he's the amud of emes, it's not possible that there's one word that's going to come out of his mouth, that's not emes la amitoi. So there has to be an emes that's going to be in the sky somewhere. Where would the emes be in the sky? It would be loss of love. That chazal is not a stira to unzer gemara over here in Abi Dazar Daf Chavav. We learn from this gemara a halacha, and we also learn from here this beautiful inyan that one day we'll be in Har Seir, but we're going to do it on our terms, when it's going to be v'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, b'yoy mahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shma yechad.